How do historians know about the past? What is a primary source? Well, primary sources arise from the period being studied, such as government documents, private letters, newspaper reports, diaries, eyewitness accounts, and so on. As an example, let's look at some primary source material from the Peterloo Massacre of 1819. In Manchester, on the morning of August 16, 1819, a peaceful mass meeting was called by pro-democracy and anti-poverty protesters to demand the vote. The speaker was famed orator Henry Hunt, who addressed the 60,000-strong crowd about reforms. The authorities thought the meeting was treasonous, and an arrest warrant was issued for Henry Hunt in a bid to halt the protesting. When the protesters refused to stop, the authorities ordered the yeomanry to disperse the crowd. Several people in the crowd were killed, and hundreds more wounded by the charging hussars and infantrymen. The historical event produced a wide range of primary source material, and it's the historian's job to study all these to find out what happened.
If you enjoyed this clip, feel free to follow the links on screen for more interesting articles and free courses from the Open University.